Good. So let's get started right away by turning to page 1 in your manual, and let's look at the first definition of NLP. So what exactly is neuro-linguistic programming? One of the things we can do is actually take the three words that make up neuro-linguistic programming separately. So firstly, we have neuro. Now, neuro is our nervous system. Our nervous system through which we gather and process information received through our five senses. So we have visual information coming in through our eyes, auditory information through our hearing, kinesthetic information through the sense of touch. We have olfactory information through smell, and gustatory information through taste. This is how we gather information from the universe that surrounds us. Then when we've taken that information inside, that's where the linguistic comes in. So linguistic is here talking about language, but also not just the words, also other non-verbal systems of communication through which we code our internal representations, give them order, and give them meaning. I don't know if you've ever thought about it before, but we can actually only do six things inside. We can see pictures, we can hear sounds, we can feel feelings, we can smell smells, we can taste tastes, and of course also we can talk to ourselves. Let's just do a test for a moment. Just for a moment, just stop everything. Go inside and stop now. And notice what you're doing on the inside. My guess is that you're doing one or more of those six things. Then finally, there's programming. Before I got into NLP, one of the things that I did was computer programming. And I actually saw programming there and thought, whoa, somebody's going to plug a keyboard into the back of my brain and reprogram me. And I must admit, at that particular point in my life, I thought, that'd be quite a good thing. But it doesn't actually mean that. What we're talking about is the patterns, the programs, and strategies that we use to create all of our behaviors that we run in our neurology at the unconscious level that enable us to achieve our specific and desired outcomes. So if we take all of that together, what we have is that NLP is how to use the mind's own language to consistently achieve our specific and desired outcomes. Now, if I was you, I'd take a pen and underline the word consistently, because that's probably the most important word in that sentence. Because if I asked you a question, have you ever set a goal and achieved it? You'd probably say yes. If I asked you the question, have you ever set a goal and not achieved it? You'd probably say yes. So the issue at this point in time isn't whether you can achieve goals. You know you can. The issue is, can you achieve them consistently? Set a goal and achieve it. That's one of the promises of neuro-linguistic programming.